Les Impacteurs, le podcast du numérique raisonné, par Grenoble École de Management.
Dans le cadre du défi de la rentrée 2021, les nouveaux étudiants de Grenoble École de Management questionnent un objet ou un service connecté du quotidien, on décrypte les enjeux cachés au-delà des usages actuels et élaborent un plan d'action pour impacter de façon positive le futur. Dans ce nouvel épisode, nos étudiants se penchent sur le thème « Travail hybride et digital workplace ».
Big Brother is listening to you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to GMBC, and I'm your host, Hugo Borrell. Today on this podcast, we will talk about cybersecurity in the workplace. As we said, Big Brother is listening to you in the workplace and pretty much everywhere you are. The need for a stable cybersecurity in the workplace is more than ever needed, as the number of IoTs and cyber attack is tremendously increasing. On average, companies report 29 security breaches every year, and 65 cyber attacks are currently occurring every second as we speak. That's why we invited Marius Le Guy, co-founder of CSS, which is the acronym of Cyber Security Score, and Tia Mouchel, the PR representative of CSS, to discuss on this subject and explain how this initiative could be a real game changer in the workplace, but also in our way to approach IoTs.
Well, thank you, Hugo, for inviting me again. As you explained, I am a CSS co-founder, a new association that is focused on the flow of data and the analysis of companies' data privacy policy. We have discovered an incredible opportunity to work with the government to both spread data awareness to the common folk and create a competitive way to boost data security for the companies, no matter the budget. A representative from the government thinks that it is mandatory to make the workplace more secure, protected, and also build confidence among employees and customers. Our representative plans on doing so using his growing follower base. He now is bent to work with us to create initiatives dedicated to workplace security. Concerning the initiative, we focused on why the people were not able to understand and protect themselves from simple hacks and realized that there was a lack of landmarks. That's why we came up with this idea, a graduating scale. It is similar to the one we may find on our food products, rated from A to E, to provide an easy comparative tool to check whether the company protects its employees and customers again. As an incentive for companies to move forward, we designed a bonus system depending on the grade of the company. This will create a positive competition among companies. And from now on, we are looking forward to coordinating with the government in order to get funds and spread our initiative.
Exactly. So thanks again for having me. I'm part of the CSS Association and my role has been on the PR side of things. And I have been therefore conversing with government representatives. The first part of our research was understanding the community that we are targeting, and we have therefore built a persona, Steve Nash. He would be the Minister of Labor in France, and his motivation is to make the digital workplace a safer place, having the employees and clients' information be safeguarded. Without this, the citizens' right to privacy would be put in jeopardy. During our research, we spoke with a real French government representative. The president of Loiret Municipality's community gave us this exact quote.
Within the framework of a GDPR regulation implementation scheme, this could be a complementary internet installation, allowing us to optimize our system to secure data that could be confidential.
Therefore, the government is highly motivated to put our initiative in place and the cybersecurity score is being seriously considered. Our initiative is about to begin its beta testing process in the innovative city of Grenoble and its region. We have aspirations to go national and maybe even global.
This exciting initiative has come about through our positive discussion of the concerns and benefits of IoTs in the workplace. Based on our research, we feel strongly that this initiative will have a positive impact on our government representatives in building trust, policies within the community, and relationships with businesses. We also believe that this will have a huge impact in the workplace, making it safer and better for employees and making our country's business grow overseas. Our team is progressing quickly, and we are keeping track of it on our website, so you can already check it out as soon as this podcast finishes. The link will be in the description. See you soon on GMBC.
À bientôt pour un nouvel épisode des Impacteurs, le podcast du numérique raisonné par Grenoble École de Management. Merci de noter ce podcast et bien sûr, de vous abonner.